Blog Talk Radio.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine.
Yes. Can I be heard? Seems like Wave left the dimension and left the building. And y'all just keep spinning. And we'll be, we'll find that quartz crystal trimming on that tuner. We'll fine tune this in a little bit where y'all just keep spinning.
Yes, yeah. And so, and I'm anxious to bring our guests on. Let me open up her line here. Sword Witch, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, how you doing?
Great.
I thought.
Thank you for giving. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure if it went through because the phone. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Queen.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just came in not too long ago. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Relax.
Yeah, welcome.
Well.
Mhm.
Yes.
Go ahead, Beverly.
Kind of tell the people who you are. What do you do?
Well, I was born in Jamaica. I'm from Jamaica. I've been here since I was a teenager. I live in Brooklyn. You know, I just love studying occult. That's my passion. You know, but I'm originally from Jamaica, and right now I'm living in New York. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, my family background is Jehovah's Witness. So, uh-huh. I'm like a black sheep.
Okay. Okay. Got that melon in you. So that's good. That's good. And so you are a occultist and you're a medium. You are a witch. Okay. And, you know, people have a tendency to, you know, be a little afraid of that because, you know, people have been taught. That's bad. Stay away from that. But, you know, I'm finding out that things that I was told to stay away from is the things that I need to be gravitating to.
Oh, definitely.
And we
because
always,
that's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
No, and we always, you know, we hear about that these people that's in power and things like that, that they are into witchcraft and occultism, you know, and some people is like, well, what do I do? I don't know anything about that. So can you kind of give us an idea what is that about?
I mean, the word, people is afraid of the word, but it's just based on, my definition of witchcraft is, you know, influencing reality, manipulating reality, you know, and I believe all of us have that capability to do that. We all got that access because at the end of the day, it's basically opening your third eye. That's what they call witchcraft, when you open your third eye, which we all have. We all have a third eye. We all have the mind's eye or the first eye, whatever you want to call it, you know. And I believe that we do it all the time. We our thoughts creates reality, and we do it every day. It's just being aware of what you're thinking. You know, it's all about being aware of what's on your mind. So
exactly,
So, of course, they're going to call it, I mean, they call it witchcraft, but it's basically being wise. That's how I look at it. I look at it as being wise and being aware of your inner self.
And, you know, we hear about entities and you hear people say, well, I'm afraid because I don't want to bring the wrong entity in. I mean, what is the wrong entity? What is that about?
Okay, when they say as above, so below, it's the same thing as here. Do you know when you're around a negative person? Can you tell if the guy you're with, can you tell if it's a red flag? If you can't tell who's around you, you're not going to be able to know in the spirit realm if you're around a negative entity or a positive entity. Because in your personal life, you can't decipher either. It's the same thing. If you can't tell who's around you, we're all entities. If you can't tell who's negative around you, then you're not going to be able to tell if you're dabbling in the spirit realm, if it's a negative thing, negative entity or not. Just like in person, we have to know who we are hanging out with, because a lot of people is hanging out or having sex with a person that have an entity attached to them. Let's put it like that. If you can't decipher that, you got to be able to decipher that.
Yeah. And, you know, we hear about vampire energy, vampires. Kind of explain, what is that about?
We got there's different levels of consciousness, right? And you could have a vampire energy in the spirit realm and in this realm, which is the third dimension, day-to-day living. For example, you could be hanging out with someone, and when they leave, you feel drained. You know? People that's like, if you're like I notice people that think real negative all the time or drink a lot, like addicts, like drink like an addict, you could attract low vibration. You could attract low vibration entity because you're on the same vibration as the entity. And usually what that entity is somebody that passed on, that didn't cross over yet, that's still addicted to alcohol. So if you're on the same frequency, you're going to attract, if you're negative, you're going to attract negative people. If you're negative, you're going to attract negative entities, the same thing. But sometimes you could attract negative things even if you're positive, just like a fly to the light. So it's not all the time. It don't mean you're always negative, but most of the time that's what it is, you know. You're negative too, so you're going to attract negative entities. That's how it goes. Because, you know,
and
our
so
thoughts,
how do you, right.
And, yeah, go ahead.
And how do you make sure you don't get caught up in that negative energy or stay in that low vibration? You know, how do you?
Well, I always tell people, like, I believe if you keep your house clean, if you want to go basic, that's like the physical level of it. Because I've noticed that people that have cluttered house, they attract negative energy. People that have a lot of clutter, you know, like a hoarder.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Or you're thinking negative all the time. You know, you could attract if you're always thinking negative all the time, because our thoughts travels. So whatever you're putting in, that's what's going to be the outcome. So we basically got to, like, pay attention to what's going on in our mind, like the thoughts, because our thoughts, your thoughts is the reason why you feel a certain way. If you feel fear, it's because you're thinking fear all the time. So, you know, the emotions is basically a fuel for your thoughts. So I always tell people, change your thought patterns. Change your thought patterns so you could be able to feel a different way, so you could attract what you're trying to attract. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know exactly.
It sounds simple, but our thoughts create our reality. The repetition of thoughts, you know, I'll talk about that on my YouTube page, how when we always think the same thoughts, it eventually becomes reality because you're thinking about it all the time. So I believe a form of meditation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you act.
No, go ahead. You're getting ready to say it. Go ahead. Form of meditation.
Yeah, because our the thoughts and the emotions, a lot of people don't have their thoughts and emotions lined up. You know, your thoughts and emotions have to be, you have to feel what you're thinking. And if you want to do something and you're thinking negative all the time, then it basically become like an addict, you know, because you get addicted to that negative feeling. Some people will get addicted to misery, believe it or not. And, you know, you could be addicted to the emotion stays in our body, so we could get addicted to low vibration emotions. And all of that came from a thought. So I always, you know, tell people, like, you know, pay attention to your thoughts. Very important.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes I could go into like a, you know, very poor neighborhood and I'll feel a certain vibration and I could feel the tension, the heaviness. And then I could go in a rich neighborhood and I could feel just a calmness kind of energy that's there. You know, you can go to different neighborhoods and feel the different vibration. Now,
it's almost like everybody's program. It's like everybody's on a certain program.
Okay. So when you in that negative, you know, you go like in the ghetto and it's like you know, seeing old cars everywhere, you know, trash, you know, and it's kind of like you feeling that vibration. So all of them is programmed into that energy. And how come you have some people that is raised and live in that vibration, but then they can come out of it, and some people just get stuck in it?
Yeah, because it's a mindset. It's all in the mind. You know, we're not all on the same timeline. We're not all in the same reality. We're connected, but we are individual people. So you could be in the same environment and your vibration could be in a whole nother level, because it's all about your mindset. You know, if you get caught up in the, you could get caught up in the wave of the same thinking patterns. You know, everything
That's
is
true.
Like, it's like water. You could, we're basically water. We're 80% water, right? So you could get caught up in the wave if you're paying attention to a certain frequency, because you could be in certain. You ever see people in certain neighborhoods and they seem happy and you're like, how the hell they could be happy and the whole place is falling apart?
Especially the children.
Because
they just, you know, playing and you're like playing in the mud, the dirt, all of that. It's like they don't even see it, but you see them. They happy.
Yeah, because you choose how you want to feel is a choice, and you know, you choose how you want to feel, but it all starts from your, you know, what your thinking pattern. The thinking pattern that's what creates our emotions. You know, the thoughts always come before the emotions. The emotions is an effect of your thoughts. So you can be in chaos.
How do you get them from that thought side to get them to the manifestation side? How do you get them out of that, you know, when you're creating something? How do you get that from thinking about it, feeling it, and then making it happen?
If I direct someone, I will tell them to switch up their pattern. Like, okay, you want to manifest something, so stop moving like that. And that's what people find hard to do. If you're trying to do something, you can't keep moving the same way. You have to move different. You could do basic things like switch up your apartment, like move the bed somewhere else, like make the whole let the apartment look like a different spot. That could switch up your whole mindset. That's one way you could do it. You could switch up how your apartment look. Get some plants. Make it look like a whole nother place. You know what I'm saying? And you can help you change your thought patterns.
Energy.
Yeah. Stop getting up 8 o'clock every day. Switch up your pattern. Get up 9 instead, for example. You know, switch up your pattern. You know, the whole idea is to stop the same repetition, because the repetition is what programs our subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is what's creating everything. So I always use example like riding a bike or driving a car. You have to keep doing the repetition until you're programmed, until it becomes second nature. That's how you get out of being stuck. You have to switch up the pattern, because if you continue the pattern, you're going to keep repeating yesterday. And the whole idea is to embrace the unknown. You know, like embrace the unknown, meaning you don't know how it's going. You don't know what's going to happen. You just switch up the pattern. Waking up 9 instead of the usual time, for example, that's like switching up your pattern, like being in the unknown. I'm just using it as an example, like you know, change the thought patterns, because that will help. Mm-hmm. Switching up the apartments could help you do that. There's a lot of little things you could do. Or for example, get rid of negative people around you. That can help manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everybody's negative around you, the frequency of you trying to manifest is gonna be like, you know, all that energy gonna be blocking
climbing
that energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes we gotta get rid of the person we're having sex with, because you know the energy back and forth that could block you from manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't want to do stuff like that. So it's almost like
that
we become
so
addicts.
True.
We get addicted to negativity.
Yeah. And then some people just they don't want to put the effort in. They get comfortable. You know, it's like, well,
yeah,
and
you know, there's a reason for that. One of the reasons for that is because it's almost like you're an addict. It's like a drug addict. For real. If you keep doing the same thing for years, it's hard to just stop. So it's like you become an addict, because, it's like you become an addict. You know, when we have a thought, every time we have a thought, right, hormones is secreted in the body. And it becomes chemical messages in the blood. So whatever you're thinking is passed on inside the blood. So it's like in your bloodstream. So it's almost like you're an addict, because you keep doing the repetition. Your entire body become what you're thinking. So that's why it takes time to get out of that. That's one of the reasons why it takes time, because it's all in the blood. That's how deep it goes. Mm-hmm. It's in your organs. You know how they say fear is in the kidneys?
Yeah.
Our emotion stays in the body.
Yeah.
You know, in the lungs, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
You know, and our inside is intelligence, you know, our cells,
very,
the organs, all of them is intelligent. And so what you feel,
it's listening to what you're
thinking.
It's
like, is exactly. Exactly. And how do they think people can heal? You know, what you got healers that know how to heal. And I mean, because it's intelligent. They can talk to the body. They can talk to the cells.
Yes.
And things like that.
That's why when you're healing,
it's
like a holistic healing.
Yes.
Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
You got to attend to everything. The blood, the hormones, You can't just say, I'm going to switch up. You got to attend to everything, the thought patterns.
Yes. Yeah.
The way you behave in, the
mind,
the way you move every day.
Yeah. And so that's how a person can reprogram. Because, you know, you hear people say, oh, we're being programmed. You know, we're listening to the TV. We're listening to the music. We, you know, how can we deprogram that? Change that around. Is that what you're talking about, how we do it, change the pattern?
Yes, because our habits becomes our reality. Let's just say your habits becomes your reality. you know.
Okay. That's...
And our emotions, you can't manifest without emotion. So if you're trying to manifest and you're feeling guilty, for example, it's not going to happen because you need that emotion mm-hmm. for it to manifest. The emotions represent water. And you need water for the plant to grow, right? The plant is not going to grow without water. It's the same thing as a thought. The thought is like a seed. The seed is not going to grow without emotion. So if you're not feeling what you're trying to manifest, it's not going to happen because you have to have the emotions. And the problem is a lot of people have blocked emotions from when they were younger, or you know, they're not over a breakup or something, or they're not over the parents or whatever it is, you know, from the, you know, that everything stays in the body, and you have to release that out of the system, mm-hmm. out of the womb, for you to be able to have, for example, like fresh dirt to water. You know what I mean? Like we're basically mm-hmm. like a tree. You have to keep watering the thoughts, and that's what emotions. You have mm-hmm. to feel what you're trying to manifest. And a lot of people don't feel, or you know, they can't see it happening. They don't feel it. They just say they want
it. So is that?
But if you don't,
is that how? I didn't mean to cut you off, but is that how some people can make rituals, spells work, and some people can't? Two people can do the same spell, and one will work and one mm-hmm. won't work. Is that because of the emotions that's put into it?
Yeah, the emotions. Mm-hmm. The emotions have to be in the emotions. You have everything have to be lined up with your thoughts and how you move. Everything have to be lined up together for anything to happen. I could use another example. Mm-hmm. You cannot have a baby without a female. The woman represents the emotion, mm-hmm. right? You can't manifest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't bring down the child if she's not there. She can't bring down the child if he's not there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's another example of the woman representing the emotional. So basically I'm saying the emotion is what fuels the thought. It's almost like it fuels the thought to manifest. It gives it that energy to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So if you can't feel it, then it's not, if you don't feel gratitude now, it's not going to happen. People think that you have to have stuff to feel gratitude. You're supposed to feel it without having anything, just naturally.
Mhm. Mhm. Right.
For you to be able to manifest smooth, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They gonna wake up one day. Yeah.
You're correct.
It's just very simple because emotions, you can't manifest without no feelings, and you notice everybody trying to shut mm-hmm. down feelings. Everybody's trying to shut down mm-hmm. the emotions. Everybody trying to shut down the woman energy. That's shutting down manifestation. You're shutting down. That's basically water. You can't manifest without water in a plant. And mm-hmm. and the thought is the plant. The thought is the thought mm-hmm. represents the plant. Vice versa. But
yeah.
But if you have a lot of negativity going on, it's gonna be hard to manifest. Let's just put it like that. So the energy mm-hmm. got to be cleared out. Mm-hmm. That's why you see it's very, that's why I believe it's very important to work on the chakras to clear out the energy so you'll be mm-hmm. able to manifest mm-hmm. faster with the first bottom three chakras, especially the bottom three.
Okay.
Yeah, the sex
so that
energy.
Needs to be cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
The first, second, and third chakra at least. And okay. the sacral chakra is connected to the pleasure and, you know, manifesting stuff like that on the lower realm. And then the throat chakra is basically another version of the sacral chakra. It's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Those got to be at least working together. And mm-hmm. the sex energy. I don't know. People need to relax with the sex energy. Like, be free with your sex energy. You know, they instead of making it look like it's like so taboo. Because you can manifest with your sex energy. I mean, I'm still talking about body fluids here. You know, I'll give you another example with the emotions. If you're doing something with a guy and you're trying to manifest, right? If the guy don't like you like that, it ain't gonna happen. Because you know what I mean? If some people have sex and they don't like each other, you know that. So if you're trying to manifest with a person that you can't stand, or that don't even make sense, because imagine having a child with somebody you can't stand.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
A child going to come out going through hell or something.
To me, sex is so powerful, especially that's why they call it sex magic. But you got to know how to handle it. You got to know how to, that's just like a loaded gun, you know. It can work for you, or it could destroy you.
And you got to at least like each other. I'm talking about with no guilt, like each other with no guilt. People having sex and feeling guilty, I'm talking about like when they like cheating and stuff like that. If you're having sex guilty, that's like you're messing up your energy just by doing that. Some people. That's why the sacral chakra needs to be worked on.
Okay.
For manifesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to some Michael Jackson. I got a caller here. The number is 215-86. If you would like to talk to Sword Witch, if you have questions or comments. And so we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one wants you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize there is a window, not a nickel to loan. Could it be really me pretending that they're not alone? Oh, well, oh, deeply scarred, somebody's broken heart and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been in If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make that change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Change his ways.
You better change.
And no message could have been any clearer.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. You gotta get it right. Why you got the time? So then you close your mind.
You need to close
your
mind. That man, that man, that
man,
that
man,
that man, that man, that man, that
man,
that
man, that
man, that man, that man, and the clever.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change.
Woo!
Na 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 na. Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
na, na, na,
yeah, yeah.
Na, 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 na,
na. Oh no, oh no. I'm gonna make a change. It's gonna feel real good. Some more
change.
Just live yourself. You know, you've got to start with yourself.
Yeah.
Woo.
Make that change.
With yourself, brother. The who?
Yeah.
You know.
Make that change.
I started with that man. That man. You got to stand on there. Who? Who? You know.
Yeah. Make that change.
Started with the man in the mirror. You got to live.
All right.
Make that change. Men in the mirror. Yeah.
You gotta start.
Make that change.
Make that change.
Men in the mirror. Yeah.
Okay. All right, the call-in number is 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. And we are talking with Sword Witch here, and she's an occultist, and she is into the deity. She's a medium. She's a spell craft practitioner, and let's open the lines up. 843-610. You're live.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Eddie.
Greetings, sis Bev. Better love, better love, better love. Greetings, Bev.
Better love.
Hello, how you doing?
Well. How do you pronounce your name, please?
Swords with a Z.
Zora?
Swords.
No, Swords.
Sword.
S-W-O-R-D.
Oh, okay.
With a Z
greetings.
At the end.
Okay. Yeah. I apologize. I just chimed into the show, and I call
okay.
in when I'm not near my device. Yes, but my question is, thank you for coming to Sis Bev's great platform so we could exchange and share energy. And my question is, what do you feel is the greatest use to make something manifest? Your intent, you emphasized on your energy and your belief. What do you feel is the greatest, like intent, you know, your belief, your excitement or whatever? I mean, I'm sure it takes all of these things, but just say if you could only muster up two of five things or whatever, what would be some of the greatest? or the best.
I think the greatest,
you know,
the greatest way to manifest.
Yes.
Having sex magic, but that's the hardest for most people because most people don't like each other. That's why I keep emphasizing on the guy at least have to like the girl. The girl at least have to like the guy, and there's no guilt in between when they're having sex. Like, they're being themselves. They're free. They could be themselves around each other. It's more. It makes it manifest even faster when it's like that.
Mm.
Probably in the day or a few days, because the energy with both partners is, you know, connected on every level, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally connected. Most people not having sex spiritually, emotionally, mentally, they only having sex on a physical level.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people, just like what you were speaking to earlier, it's very challenging for people to get up in their say spirit self, because we're so bombarded and our belief systems are what they are and all of these things. I noticed that within myself, because I really strive to do, you know, quite a few different things, and, you know, I get close and then I get distracted, or, you know,
that's the thing. You being distracted is almost like you stop watering the plant. So the plant is not going to keep growing because it temporarily you didn't put any water in it. It's the same thing. You gotta keep on that focus until it manifests, until it becomes like second nature, because repetition and habits creates the outcome. But most people can't think that one thought for a long time. If you could think of one thought for a whole month, then if you keep doing that, you're gonna be able to manifest the thought faster than a month if you keep practicing, because you could focus that one thought. It's almost like meditating. Focusing on that one thing. A lot of people focus on it and then they take their mind off it because there's so many distractions, the TV, the commercial, the this. They're paying attention to everything. So now your spirit is scattered everywhere because you're paying attention to a bunch of things at once. Or, you know? So keeping that, yeah. That's why people got to know what they want.
Wow. Awesome. Now, as far as I want to ask two more questions, if I may. One is about your alignment of the chakras and how can you tell when they're aligned? And I'll let you answer that question before I ask the other one, unless you want to put me on mute. And maybe I better ask the question first, Bev. I don't know how many people are behind me.
No, go ahead. You got time. You have time.
Okay. Okay, first question is about the chakras and the alignment, because I know your body got to be in harmony, you know, within yourself. So you mentioned the chakras and the alignment and stuff like that.
You know, the matrix, you could say, have everybody focusing on survival mode, right, which is the root chakra. So most people, their focus is on survival mode, which is the root chakra. So if people could get themselves out of that survival mode mindset, which is a programming to keep you in that root chakra, it's all a programming to keep you there, always trying to survive, always trying to survive. So you can't move up to the higher chakra if you're always trying to survive. You have to have at least that root chakra balanced out, food, clothing, shelter, basic stuff. You're not worried about surviving. You're not living in fear of losing stuff, so you could focus on the higher chakra. But that's the only way you could line up with the rest of the chakra. You have to at least have the bottom three balanced out, so you could focus on the spiritual realm more, or focus on your heart chakra per se, or the higher chakra, your spiritual involvement, you could say.
Okay, awesome.
That's why it's important. To get into balance the chakra before people get into anything heavy, or they're trying to get into anything heavy, at least balance out your root chakra. If you're in survival mode and you're trying to go up to the higher chakra, you're going to end up falling back down because you didn't balance out the bottom chakra. You're going to get knocked back down.
Okay. And as far as like Bev was asking and speaking on energy vampires and, you know, just like people saying negative things to you, to your face, and you're hearing people saying negative things to you while behind your back somebody tells you these things, that's a kind of negative magic being thrown at you. And sometimes that does tend to mess with people's emotions. Really, my so-called best friend said that about me. But even beyond that, even on a spiritual level, what are some of the best remedies for protection and things like that? Not combating and doing battle, but just to keep yourself protected. Because sometimes, you know, when you wind up doing battle with somebody, just like fighting somebody and there's really no need to fight them, you know, you basically become negative like them, just like what you were speaking to earlier also. So what would be a good way to keep yourself, you know, shielded and protected from negativity, attack, and foolishness?
You basically just answer your question. Like you could choose what you listen to. You could choose what you see. You could choose what you hear. So you have to, like, wherever you put your attention to, that's where your energy is going. So one of the first things is to have your thought patterns. That's why I mentioned the thought patterns earlier, and take your focus off that and keep your mind focused on something else that keeps you happy and inspired, and eventually your aura is going to switch up to high frequency because it's based on your thoughts and your emotions. It's going to attract that to your aura. You know, but it depends on what you're paying attention to. So I say, if you don't pay no attention, they don't exist, basically. And
whatever
they say. And yeah, you could choose what you want to listen to. You know, you could keep your vibration high, not listening to negative things all day. Because, you know, when you listen to negative things all day, programs you, like, for, you know, it could be anything. That you could be listening to all the time and seeing, because, you know, all the senses is like a doorway. Your five senses is like a doorway, and you could choose what goes in. You could choose what comes in each doorway, each sense.
Even spiritual attacks also?
Yeah, because that's everything starts from the ether, which including your thoughts. If you switch up your thought pattern, your aura is gonna switch up, and then the outcome is gonna be different because everything starts from the mind.
Going back to intent, I see.
Now Eddie, I'm a you could just mute yourself. We on the mound table tonight, so I'm not gonna close your line.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thanks.
Right.
I'm going to mute. I'll go to mute.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
take
thank
care.
You. All right, let's see. Let's go to 708-602. 708-602.
Greetings, greetings, beloved family. Can you hear me? BLT, better love together.
Yes,
sister Bed. And my sister Swart.
Eddie back.
How you doing? Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Eddie 1 and Eddie 2. Yes. Great to hear you, my sister. You're right on point. You're right on point with me. Again, your craft or my craft, I'm into numerology. So everything that you're saying, I echo. Because, again, for me, dealing with the numbers line up behind the words being used. Loving it, you're talking about sex magic or spiritual energy exchange dealing with sex.
Mm-hmm.
But basically
yes.
Dealing with the numbers of everything that you're using is right on point. Again, that's why I love it. Because sex okay, you're number 9, but sex, that word, sex comes up to the number 14, which is 5. See?
Mm-hmm.
And as the song for the interlude played, The Man in the Mirror, mirror is 23, which is 5, and that's why we got to make that change. Change is 23, that 5. So it's doing
change
sex,
our pattern.
Which is 5. We make that change because it starts with a thought. thought is 41, which is 5. It comes directly from the brain. Brain is 14, which is that 5. This is where sex starts from the top before it even goes down to the bottom, where we enjoy the pleasures, dealing with, as you said, that second chakra of pleasure.
Yeah.
But understanding or getting into
creativity,
that 5 is no more than we are teaching each other, because, again, during sex, the 5 and that thought that came in our minds, we manifest. Manifest is 32, which is that 5. It's all about staying focused. Focus is 23, which is that 5. You are all over the number 5, which is this year.
I'm telling you.
But 2021 being 5. But, yes, it deals. It starts with thought. And once you think it, you say it. And once you say it, you act on it. That's the work. That's why work is 14 to 5. That we got to put into what we learn, which is 5. When they say, yeah, practice what you preach. Practice is 5 and preach is 5. So, yes, we got to be focused when we're using all of this, because my part is just sharing the information of the numbers and loving that bottom 3 chakras, which I basically touched on last night during class, is no more than what they call the trivium, coming from the 7 liberal arts, because those bottom 3 chakras line up with the trivium of grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Before we get to the quadrivium of arithmetic, which is numbers, geometry, which is sign and symbols, music, which is that third eye opening, and astronomy, which is getting us to that top chakra. So, yes.
Yeah, you mentioned music, if you notice, you could play a certain music and your memory go in the past. For example, a past emotion, something that happened.
Exactly.
So it's almost like a programming that got reactivated when you play the music, because you remember in your emotions of the what happened, what you was doing when you played that song. But we could also use a song to create our reality by playing a song that's lined up with what you're trying to manifest, not a song that makes you feel sad or fear or stuff like that, because that's like that's almost like a past memory if you feel fear, because there's nothing happening. It's just if there's no threat, there's no reason to feel fear.
That's it. That's why music is 21. That's why we talk about the third eye. Eye is 3, is 12. So the music deals with memories. Memories is 30, which is that 3 dealing with music. It all lines up. Yes, I love it. You know, but that's just like talking about we have to change patterns or switch patterns. You know.
And,
clean your house.
That's what my workshop is about. My workshop is about teaching techniques how to change the pattern, because people have a hard time changing the pattern. And there's like, you know, techniques you could use to change those patterns. And that's what my workshop is about, teaching the techniques how to do effective spell work with including changing the thought patterns.
And how do they connect with you with your workshop? How do they take your classes?
You could go on my website. I have a website with my information up there and the classes. And
what's the name of your website?
It's in person. The class is not online. It's in person. So if you're not in New York,
you got to get some online classes so we all can join in.
I'm thinking about doing that online.
What's the name of your website? Sort of spells.com.
It should be on, sortofspells.com. And you could, you could sign in, be a member, and I'm going to be giving tips. If you're trying to manifest something, I'm going to be giving out tips so you can be a member of my website. I'm going to be sharing tips. Mm-hmm. And you could reach me. I have a telephone number up there, and I'm on YouTube. But
what's
if anybody
want to
email me,
what's your phone number and your email?
My email is swordswitch@gmail.com. Swordswitch@gmail.com. My YouTube is Swordswitch. My YouTube is the same name. And my website is swordofspells.com. My Instagram is Swordswitch, so you can reach me there. But mainly my website. You could go on my website and log
okay.
in and leave your info, and if you have a question, I'll respond.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, too, were you finished with your question?
No, I was just wanted to add on to the switch patterns. It's the same number when she mentioned you switch the people. People and pattern are the same number. It's the two. It's the universe. It's your mind. So it's again, if the people are not mind-like, then get away from those people and get around some new people. So it all depends.
Yeah, because their mind, because their thought frequency and the aura could affect your aura.
Correct. So with the numbers of patterns and people, it's the same connection to emotions. Emotions is also two, along with the female, because that's why they say females are emotional. Female is also two. So I just wanted to close with that and say thank you, my sister. I'm enjoying the class that you're giving, and I'm taking a lot of
thank
notes.
You.
Peace and love.
One love.
Peace and love. Okay.
One love.
Thank you. Better love, Eddie, too. All right, let's go to 706-202.
Hotep and better love, Sister Bev. Can you hear me?
Hotep, Kwame. Yes, we can.
Hotep and better love. And to the goddess, I'm chiming in late, so I didn't get the name. And
I have a
Swordswitch.
Swordswitch.
Okay.
Swordswitch.
S-W-O-R-D-Z.
Swordswitch. Okay. So she's she cuts through all the trickery and brings forth what needs to be. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah.
I know her brother 81, and greetings to brother 81 and 2. The thing that I'm feeling is this is the time of the shift, because we're in the era of Aquarius, and it's part of the divine feminine, the sacred masculine, coming back into balance and power. And which, when you're saying witchcraft, you know, witchcraft are we using? We're using the AI, or we're using the DI, the divine intelligence, or the artificial? And the part of overstanding, you know, with the earth being our mother, she is the energy in which the divine feminine has a connection stronger than the male energy. And because she can use, and I heard Eddie speaking about the sex magic and speaking on that, is because the womb magic is the power in which, because that's where she formulates and creates life. Inside of her, just as inside of the Milky Way, there is a black hole that takes in light and gives off stars, where the woman takes in light and gives off the stars, our star seeds, our children. And so in her having that ability to be able to create from within, the guidance in that we need is part of what she has, because as the male, she's the queen and the king maker, because every man has a belly button. We all come from the womb. The part of what we're having to look at as divine feminine, sacred masculine, is this part now of looking at how does the male help to provide, to protect, and to profess. Because if she has that energy, then she manifests this, the ability to help bring us into our fullness and being able to help grow the man to make another, man is just the word, M-A-N, make another nation, because you have to have a womb to create life that makes another nation. And it's a very important time because we're in this 26,000-year beginning, or the 25,920-year beginning. And this is why we're having such a shift in energy. And it's important that we begin to understand is the Overground Railroad. The Overground Railroad is what's over us is the Milky Way. And what the ground is the earth. And we have to disconnect from the urban plantations, because urban only says is that you are banned from the natural energy of your mother. Because the asphalt and concrete and tall buildings and steel and all of that other stuff of distraction, and plus the creation of these new frequencies in order to distort the cosmic consciousness that we are now in. And what we're having is an attack, the gene level, because it's the mitochondria DNA that which the sister or the woman carries in her body.
We're all many levels of consciousness, and we're all basically androgynous beings, you know. For me to manifest on my own, I have to use my androgynous energy.
And that's correct.
Meaning my left and the right side of my brain. My left and right side of my brain. The right side represents the feminine, creativity, and the left side represents logic. It's the same thing. You just combine your left and right brain together as one, which is the same thing as being androgynous. You lined up your energy as one instead of most people is functioning on the left side of their brain, which is, you know, most people are functioning. They program everybody since school to only use the left side of their brain.
That's why they want our children to learn to write with their right hand, because that's the left brain. And if you left-handed, that means you're
and
right.
And the right side represents the woman and the feminine energy.
Right.
You see the connection? So we just got to, like, balance the both sides of the brain with using our creativity, which is the throat chakra. The throat chakra creates, you know. And
that's what,
once
that's
those
what
two,
I was using.
Once those two
speaking.
Is lined up, manifestation is easy.
Right. And this is
we
what,
just got to use both.
And that's
and keep
what
our
I was
focus
using.
On what we want, not what they trying to make you manifest. You focus on what you want to manifest. The whole idea is to make you is to make you distracted so you can manifest what they say you should manifest. That's why I said paying attention to what you see and hear is very important, because those are the two things that they always go after, what you're hearing and what you're seeing. If you keep seeing the same thing over and over again, that's why I don't watch news every day. You know, like if you keep seeing the same thing over again, you end up in that reality, just different timelines based on where you put your mind.
And that's the part of your craft and being able to understand what's the only vowel in the word truth. The only vowel in the word truth. When you spell the word truth, what's the only vowel?
What's the only word in truth?
The only
the
vowel.
The
A-E-I-O.
The only vowel.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
So in you saying what you're saying is your truth, because what I'm saying is my truth. We each have a truth. It's in us. And it's the program that's already from the mitochondria that comes from the woman passing. The recorded history of our existence is in the woman, in the blood. And you are the power. You are the source. And what I'm sharing is that when we begin to understand this, and then being able to, like you said, the eyes and the ears activate those DNAs that becomes through light, through sound, through touch and feeling, through energy, because we're all energy. And that's why I'm saying that we have to come back to nature because nature is the mother. And what she does is she has a frequency, which is 432, that will balance the human back into its natural order because we have been
when you mentioned nature, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Thoughts is air. Thoughts are air. Emotions is water. You know what
okay.
I mean? We're talking about all the elements. When you're thinking, that's
right.
the air. That's the air, your thoughts. It's
right.
lining up
and
all. You lined up all. You lined up. You line yourself up, like us, like, because we are like a tree. And when you line
okay.
yourself
can,
up on all those levels of consciousness, you know,
right.
we're able to make
but
change
what I,
once
what
you're.
What I'm sharing is what I'm sharing is if you're living in the
mm-hmm.
city in New York, and I live here in Georgia. I live in a rural area surrounded by trees and a lake. There's a different frequency that's in New York
mm-hmm.
in the concrete, steel, and that from what's here in nature. We live in two different environments, and environment has a great effect on how we
mm-hmm.
are as human beings.
That's why it's very important to go out sun gazing and go in nature.
That's what
because,
I just
you know
said.
What I mean? But, because being in New York, I live how I want to live. I go in the park and I go in nature and I sit out in the grass and I enjoy mm-hmm. nature. I mean, what we're talking about is lining up all our faculties to manifest. And you brought up nature, and I'm saying our emotions is water. It represents water. Thoughts represents air. The body is basically the earth. I mean, we are the elements. We are the elements. We are
right.
nature.
We're
80% water.
Right.
You know,
basically saying the same thing.
Right, because
yeah.
water holds memory and consciousness, because this is how
mm-hmm.
we are formed in the womb through the embryonic fluid.
Mm-hmm.
The embryonic fluid and the ocean are identical waters. And the thing that we're overstanding is how do we get back in touch with that? When you were talking about the root chakra, the roots of a root has to grow in the earth. It can't grow in concrete and steel and asphalt. It has to be planted in the soil, a living mineral that feeds the body, that feeds the being to become what it is that it's seeded to become. So this, I'm grateful for you and what you're doing in the craft, and it's needed, and especially in that environment that you're saying that you're there in the north. So I commend
mm-hmm.
you for what you've taken as a task to help the people.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Thank
yeah,
you,
man.
Kwame. And I'm going to go to some more Michael Jackson, and then we're going to come back. If you have any more questions or comments, the number is 323-642-1586. And push the number 1.
So I, looking out across the night, the city winks of sleepless eye. Hear her voice shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the nighttime, for walls won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way? If they say why, tell them that is human nature. Why does he do it that way? Reaching out to touch a stranger, Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, stare at that is human nature. Why, do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that is human nature. Why does he do it that way? I like living this way. I like loving this way. That way.
All right.
Looking out across the morning, the city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, tell them that is human nature. Why does he do it that way? If they say why, ooh, tell them why does he do it that way? If they say
why
does he do it that way? If they say
why,
ooh, tell them
why
does he do it that way? If they say why, da 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 da.
Why?
Do they do it that way? They say why? But tell them that is human nature.
Why?
Does he do it that way? If you see
why?
But ooh, tell them
why?
Does he do it that way? They say
why?
Da 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 da.
Why
does he do it that way? I like living this way.
That's Michael Jackson, Human Nature. And we are talking with Sword Witch. She's an occultist. She's a mental medium. She is a spellcraft practitioner. And again, what is your website name again?
It's swordofspells.com.
Okay.
S-W-O-R-D of spells with an S, spells.com, swordofspells.com.
Okay, excellent. Now, you know, a lot of people now are living in fear, and they having financial situations because of all of this virus and things going on. What do you suggest that people could do to kind of get out of that? Some people depressed, a lot of fear is going on.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said earlier. The fear comes from your thoughts. Everything comes from the mind, basically.
Everything
your
from
thoughts.
The
thought. Yeah, if you, for example, if you keep thinking something bad going to happen, eventually you're going to start feeling it because you keep thinking it, and then you're going to have more reason to feel it because you keep thinking it, then it goes like a cycle. It goes round and round, and then you start seeing what you're visualizing in your mind manifest. So you're creating everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the focusing on what you're thinking about
is very important, and what you have playing in your mind all day. That's one of the first steps to getting out of that pattern. I mean, you're basically creating your entire reality just from that thought of being in fear is basically living in the past. That's the, or is it past and the future? You're thinking about the past and the future. You're not staying in the present moment, which is the unknown. Mm. When you're in the unknown, you're able to come up with some creativity. If you're always moving predictable, there's no way you could come up with any ideas because you're always doing the same repetition. So what I'll say is get out of that thought pattern of thinking fear, because you're being programmed. If you're always thinking fear, you're most likely being programmed by what you're looking at. Just something that you're looking at every day,
right?
Or you're around negative people all the time. So it becomes like a repetition. So you're going to, it's almost like everybody feed off each other with the same thing. If your aura is thinking negative, you're going to start feeling it. And, you know, and then you're going to start manifesting it.
And that is so true. You know, and like you say, you don't hardly look at the news. I don't look at it either. But that's a form
of
Yeah,
you're
programming
being programmed. You're being programmed
fear.
If you're around.
Yeah.
And the mm-hmm. Like I said, you become like an addict. It's almost like you're addicted to the feeling, you know. So, the you've got to get out of that thought pattern. That's why, you know, I always tell people, where you live is a reflection of what's going on in your mind. For example, so you know, a lot of times when people have those issues, they have a lot of clutter. They're not letting go of old things. They don't, you know, you have to let go of the past to be able to manifest something now.
Mm-hmm.
And letting go of clutter in your apartment, let go of old mails, old clothes you're not using, that all of that could block your energy, because that's energy. You're harboring, like, stuff that you don't need inside your apartment, for example. You're hanging out with people that's not real friends, for example. All of that is blocking you. All of that could block you. You're hanging out with people, or you're with somebody that's real negative. All of that could block you from manifesting. And those are the things that you got to pay attention to. Like, that's the same as paying attention to those lower chakras. You know? And then, you know, you'll see
and
more breakthrough.
And you have people, what about when you use tools and things? Like some people do candle magic and tarot cards and, you know, different tools. Does that help you?
I think the tools help manifest. It could help manifest if you're, because, you know, people have a hard time staying focused. So the candle is almost like a way for you to stay focused, for your conscious mind to stay focused. Because, you know, that could keep you, like, focused on that one thought that I mentioned earlier. Because you have to manifest that one thought.
Right.
So if you stay focused on that one thought, the more you focus on it, the quicker it manifests. So I believe that if you're using the candle, for example, and you say, I'm going to do this thing for 7 days, that's you being focused, the repetition. That's the whole idea. You're doing a repetition. Telling your subconscious mind, this is what I want. The subconscious mind going to be like, okay, she says she wants this. Because you keep doing that repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you go by the candle. That's a repetition. That's why they call it ritual. You're doing a repetition. And you keep saying it. You keep visualizing it. You keep feeling it. The feeling is very important. That's what's going to make it manifest. So you have to keep yourself in happy mode if you're trying to manifest. You can't be in fear or guilty or sad or angry every day. You know, that's why I'm always in a good mood, me, because I'm always dancing, listening to music, going out in nature, keep myself happy, you know, keep my vibration happy. I don't hang out with a bunch of negative people, you know. I keep my vibration high by always in a grateful mode. And you're able to manifest when you're in a grateful mode, all, you know.
You can't manifest if you're always in fear. I keep talking about that because the emotions are very important when it comes to manifesting.
Very much so.
And if you notice, that's why they're trying to shut down the emotions. But that's the most important part of manifesting.
And I noticed that some people, when they're doing like, you know, candle magic or tarot cards or that, they feel like the candles is doing the magic or the cards is doing, and they don't realize it's them.
Which
that's
is impossible.
Doing it. They just using them. Yeah. But they
it's your mind doing
like,
the entire thing.
Candles.
The mind is doing the entire thing.
Yeah.
You're just keeping you know, we have different levels of mind. We have a mind separate, like, for example, the mind that's driving the car is not the same mind that's taking the shower. It's almost like you have to go back in a certain compartment in your mind. Our mind is like a freaking computer, and you have to install things for it to come out on the screen, which is the reality, the screen. So the candle just keeps you focused on that thought. That's what the candle does.
Yes.
It's not the candle doing it. It just keeps you focused. That's for people that can't stay focused. After a while, you're supposed to be able to do it without looking at the candle, have that one thought every day.
Yes.
Until it manifests.
Yeah.
Every day
until
it manifests.
Right.
All day.
Yeah.
When you're taking a shower, when you're going outside, you're thinking about it every day. Everything you're doing, you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting distracted by the TV or something like that.
Right, right.
You know,
and
it keeps you focused, you know.
Yes.
I think the tarot card helps
that's
you.
That's the formula.
The tarot card helps you learn how to listen to your intuition. So I think that's good for people to use. It helps them build up their intuition. Trust your intuition. Because
exactly.
your intuition tells you
That's
when to
exactly.
stop shuffling the card. It's like you know when.
Yes. And it's a tool, just like the candles and other things that people use. It's just a tool. But people got to get into it. It's you. You the magic. You know.
But you
not
have to know
candles,
what you're good at.
Cards.
Because, you know?
Yeah. 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 That's true.
You got to know what you're good at because, you know, all of us got a different thing that's unique about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as above, so below. For example, I might have bad vision and you have good vision. I might need glasses and you don't. I probably could hear better than you, but you have to use the hearing. You know, you can't hear. It's the same thing in the spirit realm. You might be able to hear beyond the physical and the other person can see, but you can't see anything. So you have to know what you're good at, and then you hone that skill, keep practicing, and you could open up the rest of the, you know? But everybody is good at something.
Yeah.
You just got to know what it is.
You just have to find out. That is so true. That is so true.
It's like
well,
we're all X-Men.
If there's... Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I say it's like all of us is like X-Men. We all got a special talent.
We are. we really are. That's what I be trying to get people to see. I just be like, you got the power. Just tap into it. Don't be afraid.
You just
got to
know,
You know, it's like I have some friends, they're good at doing spells. Some, like me, I like the tarot. I like that part of it. I mean, there's different branches of it. People are, like you say, they're good in different things, different parts of it.
Yeah, because,
I'm only good at
I'm good at certain things, and that's what you know what I noticed, too? Whatever you're good at, that's where the channel usually comes in. You know when people say they got downloaded with information? Depends on what you're good at. That's where you're going to get that download. Like, for example, you might have a dream or you hear something, you know, in your mind and you're getting downloaded. Oh, something tell you to look at this thing on YouTube and they saying the same thing you're thinking. That's kind of like, that's an example of you getting downloads. Like your higher self, like, look at that. And you just know, okay, I'm supposed to look at this today. Saying the same thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's how it worked. That's why I call it the magic. It's like, you know, magic, miracles. It just worked. People come to you that's supposed to come. Things just show up, you know.
They call it coincidence. It like, you know, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
No coincidence.
Like, you know that.
That's right.
Synchronicity. What's that word? Synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
Synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know the magic is working.
Yeah.
When you see those two things happening, and you're like, "Hold up, that's not a coincidence."
Yeah.
That's why when people do like spells, you have to pay attention. How would you know if it's manifesting if you're always in the past? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to stay in the present moment so you can see when the spell is manifesting. That's why the emotions are so important. Your emotions can be some past thing, some past breakup from 2 years ago, something in the past. Your mind got to be, your emotions got to be aware so you can even know when the spell is manifesting or whatever you're trying to, you know?
Now, just
some
like
people
someone,
will miss it.
Like, just be, oh, definitely. Now, just like, you know, a lot of people is fearful, like I say, because of this pandemic. They might not have the money that they used to have. So if they focus on what they just can't say, I want $1 million and it's just going to pop up. What you're saying is they got to really focus on it. They got to feel it. They got to put their feelings into it.
You
got to
act like it. You
got to
act like it. You got to act like it too. You got to move like it. You got to feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, like, You gotta write out a blank check and write it down. Write down what you're trying to manifest on a blank check. You know, like things like that, and put down the date. And you keep your mind on that thought, and your higher self will lead you to different outcomes that they call so-called coincidence. And if you pay attention, you'll notice. Like somebody probably will come out of nowhere and say, "Would you do this?"
Yeah.
And I'll give you $5,000. Right. You're like, oh, sure. So, you know, you got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going to come knock on the door. You got to pay attention.
Because
you're being led to it.
Because you made it happen. Yes.
It's like you open up a vertex and you become a magnet.
That's exactly what you do. That's exactly what you do. That's it. And I noticed that a lot of people in the beginning of their journey, their spiritual journey, they have dreams. A lot of things come to them in their dreams first, that, you know, and then they like, oh, I dreamed about that. Or they are able to, you know, see things. And a lot of things are not dreams, you know. A lot of things are visions. And they come like
there's a lot of compartments with the dreams.
Yeah.
You just got to know the difference, is it, you know, because the dreams have so many compartments, so many. You just have to know the difference. There's so many things that could be going on in the dream. It's very important. You know, I go back to the emotions. You know, when you have a dream, you have to pay attention to the emotions. The emotions is telling you what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could also tell with chakras off balance based on how you feel in the dream world.
And so what techniques do you use to open up your chakras? Because those are your energy points. Do you have certain techniques or something that you open up your chakras with, or you tell people to open their chakras?
I use one of my techniques is I use words affirmations. And I pay attention to my dreams. You know, I write a dream journal. I have a dream journal because the dreams tell you what's going on with you. The dream will tell you what's going on with you, you know. So that's one of my techniques. I write my dreams down and I decode it. As you know, the dreams will tell you, okay, you got to work on. It's like you know what to work on based on the emotions, how you feel. I use that. You could the program in my subconscious mind with word repetition. That's one way to do it because you know I have like a tape recorder playing in my ears while I'm sleeping.
Yes.
I get programmed real fast like that.
You know.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's one way you could, you know, work on that. But the chakras, you could tell based on your one-on-one relationships with people. You could tell which chakra is off based on. Sometimes you could tell in personal relationships, or that's one way you could tell too if which chakra is off. One-on-one relationships, just pay attention to what triggers you. You know.
Yeah.
What's your triggers?
Now,
the triggers
is
usually, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like to use the pendulum, and that's how I open them up quickly. And so, you know, if you have somebody there and they put the pendulum on over each chakra, the pendulum is going to tell you which one is closed because it's not going to move or it's going to barely move.
Yeah.
And you just hold it there, and then it'll start. When that chakra open, that pendulum going to spin. And you hold it there, and it'll just go to spinning and spinning. And I find out that if you hold up your three fingers, your last three fingers, those are your antennas.
Yes.
So you hold the pendulum with your first two fingers, and you have the three up. That's the antenna. That's the connection. And you go over each chakra, and that's how you can quickly open. That's how I open mine. So you keep mine open.
There's so many ways. That's interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
It's never one way. It's different ways.
Yeah, it is a lot of ways. Because, I noticed you could do it in relationships, you know, like you get triggered and you thinking it's them, but it's really you, you know, like that. Because it got to be you because you attract them. So obviously it's you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
another way.
And also, most people have portals in their homes. And so how you can find your portal is through, I use the pendulum again. You can just take the pendulum and walk around. And when you get to that portal, that pendulum goes spinning. And you know that's where the portal, because I was like a three, I was in the home, you know, you got the basement, the living room and the bedrooms upstairs. And so when I was seeing where's the portal here, so I found it in the living room. Then I went in the basement, and it was the exact same place. And I went upstairs to the bedroom, and it was the exact same place.
Wow.
So that's how you can also find your portals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't have any more questions, I'm going to let our guests go. And again, the call-in number is 323-642-1586. If you have a question, this is the time to ask. Or you can go to her website, and we're going to be waiting for you to put your classes online.
It is online. September? Yeah.
They're going to be online classes?
Not the online, at the studio.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. We're waiting for you to put your classes
online. I'm also going to be on the Airbnb site also, so if anybody have Airbnb accounts, They could go to my workshop from there if you have an Airbnb account.
So we could go to that work, and you can do the class. You doing the class on there?
Oh no!
That's in person.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not doing
it
online
as
yet.
Because I know some people with the Airbnb, they doing classes on there.
Yeah, you could book my class on the Airbnb to be in person, not online.
Okay, all right, not online. Okay, and which
I'm gonna do the online in the future. I'm gonna, you know.
Okay.
Think about
all right. Just let us know when you do, and so we can.
But for now, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. But people could call me if they want to have consultation and questions, you know, with the manifesting. You could reach me
Did I give out my number?
No,
my number is on the website.
You gave out everything but your number. But no, we want to give.
All right,
it
I'll
to
give
us.
A, say it again.
No, I say give us the number.
Okay, okay, the number is 347-240-2395.
Right, say it slower.
240-2395, yes. And I'm Swordswitch on Instagram and YouTube, Swordswitch, and, you know, I talk about communicating with the other side and stuff like that, you know. If y'all want to ask questions about that, that's, I'm into that.
Now, that's something we didn't cover either, about communicating with the spirits when they cross over. Okay, and you, and you're teaching that too? All right, excellent.
Oh,
excellent.
No.
Well,
no,
you just...
No, but I'll talk about how I do it on my YouTube channel. People could try the technique, the simple techniques that will work. As long as you're connected to the person, it will work, you know? But I talk about that on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to thank you again. Thank you for taking the time, giving us your time, giving us your energy, joining us tonight. And you keep up the good work. And we will have you back on again, especially when you do your online classes so we can join in.
Yes. I am
okay.
So happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Better love.
Thank you.
And thanks, audience. Thank you so much. Thanks, family, for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow.
Stop bitching and start witching.
And I will have, stop bitching and start witching. Perfect. So join me tomorrow. I'll be back on tomorrow with Dr. DeAngelo.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. Love, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. But you just said that it isn't. Stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. Put a spell on you because you're mine. You're mine. Good.